WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The film Donnie Brasco is based on a memoir by FBI agent Joe Pistone, who spent 6 years infiltrating the mafia, working undercover for the FBI. In 1981, the FBI pulled him from the mafia, and he started testifying in court against organized crime leaders. Pistone was a key witness in the trial of the Sicilian heroin smuggling ring known as the Pizza Connection, and in the trial of the ruling body known as the Mafia Commission. His testimony helped get 200 federal indictments and 100 convictions. Pistone says that his wife and children were more afraid when he came out than when he was undercover because of the death threats and a contract on his life. He's lived in hiding with his wife ever since. Pistone resigned from the FBI in 1986 after 17 years of service. I spoke with him in 1989. I wondered if he thought we were in danger sitting in the studio together.
Well, not inside the studio right now because no one knows I'm here except you and your engineer, I guess.
I should say we're pre-recording this, so it's not like everybody who's listening knows that we're here at this very moment. Who's after you right now?
The mafia out of New York City, located in New York City.
How come you're not in the witness protection program?
Well, basically, the witness protection program was set up for individuals that are criminals and broke the law and then testified for the government. It was not set up for law enforcement officers that did not break the law, that just did their job, and there was just no provisions for law enforcement officers in it.
So there's no place to turn for real security?
Well, as far as going into some type of program, no. But the place that I turned to was FBI agents that are friends of mine, police officers that are friends of mine, individuals that that are personal friends of mine that we look out for each other.
There's someone very strong sitting in the control room right now. Is that one of the people you're referring to?
Yes, it is.
So you started off on the lowest level of the mafia, right? When you first infiltrated.
Yes.
infiltrated it.
So with the mafia, you start out at the bottom. That's correct.
Well, so what's the protocol when you're at the bottom and you're dealing with people on the rings of the ladder a little higher than you? Do you have to always defer to them on everything?
Oh, of course. One of the main rules of that you're schooled in, so to speak, is that you always show respect to a mafia member, and a mafia member always shows respect to another mafia member that is above him, his superior, and that is a rule that is very seldom broken, and one that that you have to adhere to at all times.
Now, how did you learn about the Pizza Connection, the Sicilian heroin ring?
Well, I learned about that early on in the investigation in 1976 through my dealings with some of the Bonanno family members. We noticed that when I say we, I'm talking about the FBI, that there were a lot of Sicilians in New York City and doing business and hanging around with various members of the Bonanno family. And we had no idea who these individuals were. And through my conversations and contacts with several individuals in the Bonanno family, I found out that they were Sicilians, which they called Zips, that were brought over from Sicily. And their main purpose was they set them up in pizza parlors, basically, for this heroin importation and distribution ring that, at that time, Carmine Galenti, who was a boss of the family, was running. And they also used them for murders. And the reason being is that the law enforcement of the United States did not know who they were, and they had no background on them.
If you don't mind my saying, I notice that you're not acting out the role when you're telling these stories. You're telling it in your voice and not doing it in the personality of Donnie Brasco, the mafia person that you played for 6 years while you were undercover.
Well, that's because I'm not the mafia person. I'm really the Joe Pistone, the former FBI agent. That was strictly an undercover role, and if so to speak, an acting job. But in reality, I always knew and maintained that I was really Joe Pistone, the FBI agent.
When you were undercover in the mafia, you couldn't commit any crimes yourself because you were really a member of the FBI. What were the FBI guidelines about that?
Well, the guidelines are that you are allowed to commit certain illegal activities. What you are not allowed to do is become involved in any illegal activities that involve violence, physical harm to an individual, even if the individual is another crook or thief. That's unless it's for the safety of yourself, unless you are protecting your own self. But that's a hard, fast rule that if it's a crime of violence, that you cannot become involved in it.
You were undercover in the mafia during some mob wars, and when two crime bosses were killed, Carmen Galante and Angelo Bruno. What's it like inside after a hit like that?
Well, nobody really. After a major figure is murdered or hit, nobody really talks about it that much, because it's really kept to the inner circle of individuals that that are involved in the planning and the carrying out of the hit. It may not be till a period of time later that other mafia members know who was involved in the hit. There's not really that much conversation that takes place regarding these types of activities. In fact, after an individual is hit, it's like he never existed before. You could be with him that day, and they hit him that afternoon, and that night it's like he never was even a part of the organization.
Does it make everybody paranoid and start wondering if they're next?
Well, I think that every mafia guy in the back of his mind thinks that someday he may be targeted for a hit. And the reason being is that every day is a constant struggle. The main things in the mafia are money and power, and everybody's positioning for some sort of power. So if you're on the wrong side in a war, you have a chance to get killed. Or if you step on somebody's toes that has more power than you, your chances of getting hit are very good.
My guest is Joe Pistone, a.k.a. Donnie Brasco. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back to our 1989 interview with former FBI agent Joe Pistone. The new movie Donnie Brasco is based on his memoir about how he went undercover as a gangster to infiltrate the mob.
You started off as in the bottom of the mafia and worked your way up. You reached the level of connected guy. You want to explain what that is?
Well, in the mafia, made guys are made guys, wise guys, straightened out. These are terms used for guys that are have actually gone through the induction ceremony and are actual members of the mafia. A connected guy is also can also be used as a made guy, or it can be used as someone that is connected to a particular crime family, an associate. Is a term that's used for someone that had close ties with a particular mafia family. I was an associate of the Bonanno family, or I was connected to the Bonanno family.
You know, you would have liked to stay in long enough to be initiated as a made guy. What is the initiation ceremony like, or what was it like at the time that you were undercover in the mafia?
Well, of course, I had never been to a ceremony. The only individuals that are present are the individuals that are going to be made, and the captains and maybe the boss of that family. But as it was told to me by individuals that had been made, you get proposed for membership, by your superior. And you are then voted on by the other captains in that particular family and the boss. And if you have one negative vote, you cannot be inducted at that time when they're going to make members. If you do pass all if all the captains do vote you in, then they have a ceremony, and it could be anywhere. It's a secret ceremony, so the location could be any place that is secret. And everybody sits around the table, and they do they prick your finger, and the blood drops onto a pitcher of the Holy Mother, and they burn the pitcher, and they have a gun and knife at this thing, and you say this oath that you swear allegiance to that particular mafia family, and if you break this this allegiance or oath, you shall go up in flames like this pitcher. You talk to different mafia guys, and there's different sayings that they have for this oath. In fact, I spoke to one mafia guy, and he said that during the course of this ceremony, the individual forgot what the oath was. So there's, I guess, several different versions of the oath that that they take. But they do take an oath and swear their allegiance to the mafia.
Although you weren't inducted into the mafia, before you left, you were given a contract to kill somebody else. Who was the other person?
Well, I was given a contract to actually kill two individuals who were mafia members of the Bonanno family, who were members of an opposition faction in the Bonanno family at the time I was in.
Now, is that a sign of trust that you were given a contract on their lives?
Yes, to be given a contract is a sign of the ultimate trust of a mafia member to someone else.
Did you know the guys you were supposed to kill?
Yes, I did.
Is that part of it? Are you supposed to know the people who you're given a contract on?
The majority of individuals that are killed by the mafia, they're either mafia members or individuals that have had dealings with the mafia. And most of the time, you know the individual that that you're given a contract to kill. That's not unusual.
After you were given a contract to kill two people in the mafia, I mean, you couldn't very well carry out those orders as a member of the FBI. You certainly could not take the lives of two people. Did the FBI have to pull you after you were given the contract?
Well, what happened was I was given this contract, and at this time, fortunately, the two individuals knew that they were marked for death, so they were in hiding. I went from New York to Miami, supposedly, to look for them. Of course, I did not, because if I did find them, I couldn't kill them. But the plan was, if the FBI could find them, they were going to arrest them for their own safety, because, you know, once we find out that someone is slated to get killed, it's our duty to tell them. And what happened, it was now, in this point in time, there was a shooting war going on between the two factions in the Bonanno family. The faction I was with had murdered three high-ranking members of the opposition, and both sides now were carrying guns at all times and looking to kill each other. So this is when it was determined that the operation would be terminated.
Because it was unsafe for you to stay.
Well, yes, because now I was an out target to be killed, because I was close to Napolitano, Sonny Black Napolitano, who was the acting boss of the Bonanno family. And it was an actual shooting war at this point in time.
Then your life really changed. Suddenly you weren't undercover anymore. You were back from being Donnie Brasco, member of the mafia, to being Joe Pistone, member of the FBI. And then you went through a series of years of testifying in court and getting, I think it was about 100 people.
Yes.
Convicted. What was it like to take the stand with the people who you knew your testimony was going to convict in the courtroom? People who you had, as an undercover guy, been close to, or at least give the appearance of being close to?
Well, for my part, I did. There were some individuals who I came to like. And when I say like, I mean there are certain facets of everyone's personality that has pluses. But in these individuals, I also knew their minuses, and I knew that that during the course of their career in crime, that they had killed 20, 30 people themselves, and that at any time during that investigation, if they found out who I was, that they would have killed me. And I also maintain when I get up on the stand that I was just doing my job.
Did any of the mafia guys ever say anything to you while you were on the stand or as you were leaving the stand?
Well, at one point in time, during a break one of the trials, an individual, he was not one of the defendants, he was in the audience, stood up and made a sign of a gun with his hands, his fingers. And also, several of the defendants had told their attorneys that that I wouldn't testify against them because I was one of them. And in another case, after I finished testifying, I bumped into one of the defendants in a hall. He was with his attorney, and he said to me, how could I do this to them when I was one of them? How could I testify against them? But other than that, I really had no other face-to-face confrontation with any of the defendants.
Joe Pistone, recorded in 1989. There's a new edition of his memoir, Donnie Brasco, which is the basis of the new film, starring Johnny Depp as Pistone and Al Pacino as his mafia mentor. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.